Turing also contributed to the foundation of mathematical logic. In 1931, the Viennese mathematician Kurt Gödel shocked the world of mathematics by proving that there are true statements in arithmetic that can never be proven within the axioms of arithmetic. For example, the Goldbach conjecture of 1742, that any even integer greater than 2 can be written as the sum of two prime numbers, is still unproven after over 2.5 centuries, and may in fact be unprovable. Gödel's revelation shattered the 2,000-year-old dream, dating back to the Greeks, of proving all true statements in mathematics. Gödel showed that there will always be true statements in mathematics that are just beyond our reach. Mathematics, far from being the complete and perfect edifice dreamed of by the Greeks, was shown to be incomplete. Turing added to this revolution by showing that it was impossible to know in general whether a Turing machine would take an infinite amount of time to perform certain mathematical operations. But if a computer takes an infinite amount of time to compute something, it means that whatever you're asking the computer to compute is not computable. Thus, Turing proved that there were true statements in mathematics that are incomputable, that is, forever beyond the reach of computers, no matter how powerful. During World War II, Turing's pioneering work on code-breaking arguably saved the lives of thousands of Allied troops and influenced the outcome of the war. The Allies were unable to decode the secret Nazi code encrypted by a machine called the Enigma. So Turing and his colleagues were asked to build a machine that would break the Nazi code. Turing's machine was called the Bomb and was ultimately successful. Over 200 of his machines were in operation by the end of the war. As a result, the Allies could read secret Nazi transmissions and hence fool the Nazis about the date and place of the final invasion of Germany. Historians have since debated precisely how pivotal Turing's work was in the planning of the invasion of Normandy, which finally led to Germany's defeat. After the war, Turing's work was classified by the British government. As a result, his pivotal contributions were unknown to the public. Instead of being hailed as a war hero who helped turn the tide of World War II, Turing was hounded to death. One day, his home was burglarized, and he called the police. Unfortunately, the police found evidence of his homosexuality and arrested him. Turing was then ordered by the court to be injected with sex hormones, which had a disastrous effect, causing him to grow breasts and causing him great mental anguish. He committed suicide in 1954 by eating an apple laced with cyanide. According to one rumor, the logo of the Apple Corporation, an apple with a bite taken out of it, pays homage to Turing. Today, Turing is probably best known for his Turing test. Tired of all the fruitless, endless philosophical discussion about whether machines can think and whether they have a soul, he tried to introduce rigor and precision into discussions about artificial intelligence by devising a concrete test. Place a human and a machine in two sealed boxes, he suggested. You are allowed to address questions to each box. If you are unable to tell the difference between the responses of the human and the machine, then the machine has passed the Turing test. Simple computer programs have been written by scientists, such as ELIZA, that can mimic conversational speech and hence fool most unsuspecting people into believing they are speaking to a human. Most human conversations, for example, use only a few hundred words and concentrate on a handful of topics. But so far, no computer program has been written that can fool people who are specifically trying to determine which box contains the human and which contains the machine. Turing himself conjectured that by the year 2000, given the exponential growth of computer power, a machine could be built that would fool 30% of the judges in a 5-minute test.